This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Scott Goldbranson, author of The Silent Invasion, is coming up the next segment. Foreign troops all over the southern border. Our government's involved in it, of course. Ties in with what has been in the mainstream news now about how former KGB chiefs and colonels and others are to run Homeland Security. Yes, it sounds insane. It is insane. It's all happening. Reuters headlines, U.S. building death camps with execution chambers for citizens. Last week, the Justice Department admits the Patriot Act is for all crimes and misdemeanors. Police are being fired and they're seen at parties smoking cigarettes. No trials, no witnesses. They just claim, you know, random letter mailed in. This is the type of corruption. But right now, let's try to get in a bunch of calls. Let's talk to Matt in Arkansas, then John in England, Rob in Wyoming, Wyatt in Maryland, Joe in New York, and others. Go ahead, Matt in Arkansas. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. My dad is a minister, and I was telling him about the Bohemian Grove, and he told me something that kind of shocked me. He said, you know what? Even if I see it with my own eyes, and I have all this documentation and quotes from books, and I see all this proof, I'm still not going to believe it. Pretty sad, huh?
So your dad basically said that he will believe the lie and take, the Bible says they willingly take the delusion and willfully say, I want the lie. You know, some argue, sir, that's the ultimate sin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh, that's pretty bad.
I'm not going to sit here and tell, yeah, that's ultimate sin. Some interpretations that willfully knowing something's evil and saying, I don't care, I accept it, that's it, yeah.
Another question, the flatulent tax, you know, with the animals.
Yes, that's
there.
Reuters.
Yeah, does that have anything to do with, like, the Jewish protocols? Because that's what it sounded like to me, and I was wondering what was your thoughts on the Jewish protocols?
I don't know who wrote that, and sir, I just go with what UNESCO and Kyoto protocols say, and it's about a takeover of and getting us all into compact cities. This is the cover for getting people off the land into the communal farms, basically.
Mm-hmm. We got your Police State 3 and showed it to several people. We made some copies. It's pretty good. Personally, I watched it. I got scared and then angry. You know, I'm getting to the point where. Past the fear into the anger that these people are so the double think, the double speak, all that is just it's ridiculous. You
so
know?
Your father though said that he doesn't care if the media and the Washington Times and all these articles I have admit the Grove is real, admit world leaders go there. He doesn't care if they're worshiping Moloch. That he doesn't care.
Yeah, he absolutely says he'll refuse to believe it because he thinks they're Christian men because they say so. You know, they wouldn't lie about that, would they?
So the devil doesn't masquerade as an angel of light.
Good point, yeah.
And don't beware of false prophets and wolves in sheep's clothing. Okay.
He did promise me he would watch it, but, you know, I'm almost hesitant to even do that because if he...
Well, maybe you can print in the MSNBC article about Skull and Bones where they admitted satanic.
Yeah.
Maybe Satan is really Christian, and people that believe in Jesus are bad. Maybe that's the truth. Maybe we've all been wrong. Of course,
yeah.
I'm being sarcastic here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shouldn't even be sarcastic about that. I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is your loving government. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Man,
see, but... Bush has former KGB chiefs now in his government, but hey, it's conservative. Let's accept it.
I got this book from 1892. It's called Socialism, From Genesis to Revelation. I got it from a Baptist minister. And 1892, he's got all these quotes on, you know, one of them was, people are sick of such nuanced dogmas as private property, free contracts, and things like that. He never condemns the Constitution straight out, but, you know, he does... He undermines it the whole book through, and it's
no. So. It's one of those precious preachers. Well, the globalists said they would take over the clergy, and now they're leading us straight into the pit. I hear the Christians. Oh, Harry Potter's good. Go out on the eve of the summer solstice and buy it. Oh, they just like to have it on the summer solstice for fun.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are you losing your hair like me? Then you gotta listen to me about a great new product called New Hair. It's all natural, clinically tested to stop hair loss, and New Hair is guaranteed to work. All natural New Hair comes in a convenient tablet form with formulas targeted specifically for men and women. Take 2 tablets every day, and New Hair goes to work on your entire scalp. Plus, order now and New Hair costs under $40 a month. So if you are frustrated with your hair loss problem, try clinically tested New Hair. It's all natural, convenient to use, and New Hair comes with up to a 6-month guarantee. So call now, 800-481-9858. Remember, New Hair is guaranteed for up to 6 months to improve your hair loss problem for men and women. Call right now and order. 800-481-9858. 800-481-9858. That's 800-481-9858.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, John and Rob, Wyatt and Joe, and many others that are patiently holding. Your calls are coming up probably in this segment. I just talked to our guest during the break, and we'll probably hold him over somewhat into the hour, next hour, let him ride shotgun with us so I go to calls earlier in this hour and kind of space out the information. He's written a powerful book called The Silent Invasion. He's Scott Gulbranson. I'm pronouncing that correctly. I always pronounce names wrong, even my own. I'm from Texas, folks. I'm just joking. Scott Gulbranson. And it gets into foreign troops. It's well documented. He's done a lot of original research. It gets into the New World Order. Last year, I have the AP and Reuters and Toronto Star articles. They've signed a deal to bring in Canadian, Mexican troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists. And for peacekeeping, to use their exact terms, they have said that they also used UN troops 3.5 years ago fighting the wildfires out west. The feds admitted that they set incredible crisis creation. And they're training Czech Republic troops all over Texas. They're training Russian troops for the north and for the north central areas. They're training Chinese for the east for the west coast, excuse me, and the areas of the southwest, along with Mexican troops. And they even have a federal exchange program for different regions of the country where the foreign troops come in at. And this is mainstream news. This is not the stuff of theories or speculation. In my film, The Masters of Terror, I detail the foreign troop threat and go over the articles. We also have the Washington Post and other articles talking about it and Road to Tyranny. We get into some of it in my new film, Police State 3, just as this develops. But the silent invasion, and we have the author on. Scott, it's great to have you on the show. Tell us about yourself and why you decided to write this book and what the book covers and what we'll be going over in the next hour or so. And you're also a listener of the show as well, so it's good to have you on board, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. It's an honor to be on, and I appreciate the time. It's one of those stories. I think a lot of us who've come across this powerful information and realize what indeed is happening behind the scenes, or not so behind the scenes anymore, and that is that we're being sold down the river. And for me, I've always been an optimist, always been a very patriotic American, like most people who listen to your show are. And I came across this information based on some sources I had as both a writer, but also I have family in law enforcement and in the military.
We're seeing Red Dawn in slow motion.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's a good analogy, and it's amazing how it's out there, and it's in the public domain now. You mentioned all the articles, and you've probably been the best one in the country keeping on top, and if not the world, keeping on top of this. And the fact remains, and what I always tell people when I talk to them about this subject is, it's just about connecting the dots. The dots are out there. All you have to do is look in the news, read news sources all over the world and in our own country, and you can see what's happening.
Scott, this is like, I remember in kindergarten, they would give you the connect the dot puzzle.
Yes.
Where there were so many dots, you could just see what it was. It was impossible, you know, as a five-year-old to get it wrong. This isn't like it's some connect the dot for a senior in high school. This is a connect the dot for a five-year-old.
You're right, but as you know, the American public has been dumbed down, and not only through the educational system, but also we're spoon-fed news every day. And if you don't go out and find the news and figure out what's going on out there, a lot of people are just content to watch the reality TV programming and ignore what's happening. But more and more people are opening their eyes, and this is why I wrote this book. I'll be very honest. I was not one of these people who kept track of this. It just came as a beacon in the night, shining in my face when I came across this information, and I couldn't ignore it anymore. And I'm a young father. I have two young children. I'm married. I value my freedom, and I felt as though it was my duty to find out what was going on and tell everyone else about it.
Well, absolutely, Scott. And look, I have hundreds of articles, mainstream, where a cop's up in Utah or Idaho or South Texas, and they pull over a van of guys, and it's special forces from the Army, U.S. Army, with Czechoslovakian troops. They flash national security papers at them. The cop finds drugs in the back. People are in national parks. Chinese troops run over, scream at them with Mexican troops in the middle of the country, you know, in the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
They call the police. The feds say it's national security. And, you know, then we go to urban warfare training operations with Dutch and British and Israelis and Germans, and they admit it's for gun confiscation. I've got it on video here domestically. It's
mm-hmm.
for America. The role players are screaming, "I'm an American." No, not the camp. And now it's come out that they're hiring, this is AP Reuters, folks, all these former KGB bosses to help run Homeland Security. I mean, Scott, this is so crazy, I have trouble believing it, even as it's happening. Did you go through that in researching for this book?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I'll be honest, I still have days where I don't want to believe it. Days that were, you know, growing up as American and believing in the ideals that our country was founded on, I still to this day just sometimes want it to go away, but that only lasts about 3 minutes, and then I realize, no, I can't do that. It's happening. And I think a lot of people do just put it out of their mind and say, no, it can't be happening. That's impossible. This is the United States of America. This is the beacon of freedom throughout the world, or what used to be. And so when I was researching the book, yeah, I wanted it to go away. And it took me
It took me a long time to come to grips with the fact that these people were telling the truth. The sources that I have mostly are military and also customs and border patrol folks. And so they're on the front lines every day fighting the battle. And they would tell me this, and I would try to dismiss it. I would try to find ways to poke holes in it. I would research their background, used private detectives, you name it, to try to find where these people were full of it. And the bottom line was they weren't. And not only were they not lying to me, but their stories were corroborated by other people who had no relations to them, who would tell me the same exact stories but had no connection with the original source. So there was no way for me to deny it. I remember the day when I finally kind of got comfortable in my skin, so to speak, and said, you know what, this is happening. Not only is it happening, but it's rapidly occurring in front of my eyes, and I better do something about it.
All right. For those that don't know, I should have introduced him better. Scott Gulbranson is a former print journalist and current public relations professional for one of America's top software companies. The Silent Invasion is his second book, following the 2001 release of his first novel, The Broken Election, first-person account of the infamous 2000 presidential election. Gulbranson has extensive experience as both a writer and a broadcaster, hosting local and national radio programs, providing college football coverage for USA Today online division during the 1990s. He is a graduate of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where he carries a bachelor's degree in communications with an outside emphasis in political science. Gulbranson is married and father to two, currently resides in San Diego, California. And, look, Scott, we'll get into the evidence and go over the documents in this interview, and we're honored to have you. But I want listeners to understand how this is going to take place, because I've read the globalist policy papers. I've read many times what Henry Kissinger said, and we'll read that quote in a second. This is one of the few public quotes they released from Bilderberg, and it was carried in AFP in 91, of the European Newswire, the counterpart to Reuters. 911 is the primer that detonates the explosion in tyranny. Then they bring us more tyranny. They've set the precedent with foreign troops fighting forest fires. For a decade, they've been training foreign troops with our special forces and general military police. We're under attack. Everything's breaking down. Oh, the terrorists nuke a city, release smallpox. The foreign troops are here to help. This will be the smokescreen for the Red Dawn invasion, which is already being staged and masked. And I'm not just saying this, folks. You know, if I say something, I really believe it. I've analyzed it, and I've been very accurate in the past. I'm saying this on the record. This is probably going to happen unless we get the word out of who the terrorists are. Any comments, Scott?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And I think it's for people to realize, too, that, for example, you and I have no affiliation. I've not talked to you before. Other than listening to your show, and if you read and listen to your show, look at the films that you've produced, a lot of what you say is the same things that I found. And they link up, maybe different people telling us the same things, but certainly they link up. And so there's no way to deny that it's happening. And from living in the Southwest as you do and as I do just on the coast here in California, you see how this is all being set up. And it's not only plausible, it's going to happen if we allow it to. And that's the key ingredient, is there's ways to stop this, but people need to be educated. They need to get the word out. The word is leaking out more than ever now. But people like yourself and someone like myself has written a book about it. People are always trying to quiet us. I've run into problems. I've been harassed. You name it. But the reality is that those of us who have the conviction to continue with this and tell people how it's going to go down, when these steps continue to happen and people start to say, I heard that Alex Jones, and Alex Jones told me this is going to happen, and sure enough, it came to pass. When those things start clicking in more, and like you said, the Red Dawn invasion starts to occur, we'll realize that, those guys were telling the truth, and we better start getting off our duff and doing something about it.
Absolutely, and you're getting a lot of calls, Scott, on your call waiting. You might call us back during this break and hit *70 and disable that.
I will do that for you.
Yeah. Now, when we get back, I do want to go to some calls, and we'll get more into your story, and I appreciate you coming on with us. But let me read this quote by Henry Kissinger. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Dr. Henry Kissinger, Bilderberg Conference, Evian, France, 1991. And there's another scenario. Our government funds the comic books and the school books in Mexico and the survival packs, telling the illegals that the Southwest belonged to them. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo is a fraud. It's taught in U.S. schools in the Southwest. And so they're going to have like a French separatist breakaway or a Kosovo breakaway. That's when they're going to insert the foreign troops. We'll be right back with the information.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar, over a $20 value, for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Scott Gulbranson is our guest, The Silent Invasion. I am someone on the front lines of this battle every day. America needs to read this book and wake up to what's going on. That was said by a U.S. Border Patrol agent. And it's got quotes in here by Congressman Tom Tancredo, and it's an amazing book. We'll get into a lot of the evidence and documentation coming up in the next segment. But, Scott, from your analysis, your research of this, it is. Would you agree that it's very important that we speak out, that we expose this, that we show that this system can be documented, that they plan to incrementally train us to accept foreign troop occupation, and former Soviets and others running the Homeland Security system, that we speak out and explain how they will use this to neutralize their capacity to set this up? I mean, they've been getting rid of Posse Comitatus for decades, training us to accept military on the streets. It's all an incremental move. Any comments to that?
No, that, I agree with you on that, Alex. And I think, yes, I think people need to realize how the plan is going down. And, again, you've publicized how that plan is going down for a long time, and we need to continue to do that and show how, you know, for example, 9/11 was the perfect example, and the, as you mentioned, the catalyst for doing that. People will give up freedoms, as we've seen over the last 2 years in droves, to make sure that they feel safe. And people in America today are willing to pretty much give up everything. And you, the Kissinger quote is especially telling. And if you look at what's happening, if you look at the supposed fall of the Soviet Union, which I've never bought to begin with, I believe that the fall of the Soviet Union and everything that I've seen in research shows that the reason they've done that is to lull us into this kind of this false safety feeling.
And in reality, and of course our press plays along, it's the bankers that control the communists. I mean, look at how the Fortune 500's in love with Mao. Let's take a call. Let's talk to John in England, then we'll go to Rob and Joe and others. John in the United Kingdom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Firstly, on the subject of the former Soviet Union, I notice on the news today that the last independent media station in Russia has now been closed down.
And they put the red stars back on all their tanks, and they're getting record IMF and World Bank funding.
Yeah, but no more independent media in Russia now.
Yeah, I've got that article. They shut down the last independent station.
Yeah. Secondly, I caught some of your stuff on Sacred Cow. And I have to say, you know, people don't realize you have a sense of humor.
Well, certainly. I have a friend here in Austin who works with a bunch of different comedians, and he takes clips of my TV show and stuff and puts them on there, certainly. Do you have any comments about the New World Order or about what's happening with the foreign troops or cops losing their jobs? They're seen smoking a cigar at a party, or do you have any comments about that?
Well, I mean, I saw it coming when I was vacationing in the States last year. You know, you could just see it coming in. But the reason I brought up the stuff, you know, the fact that you have a sense of humor is I've been posting your material to forums in the UK, and there was one guy came back to me with a really smart comment. He said, "Don't you realize Alex Jones is just a very clever satirist?" And I don't think he listens to your show. Because, yeah, like I say, you've got a sense of humor, but you're not just a satirist.
Well, I cover serious... I cover serious information, but...
Exactly.
But I will joke and say, isn't it good, you know, that they're taking all our rights away, or something along those lines, John?
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm being sarcastic, I'm being sarcastic.
I know. I mean, I think he missed the plot, or maybe he just kind of saw you lumped in with Bill Hicks and doesn't get Bill Hicks either. Some fantastic stuff. I also have to say, I think you exhibited wonderful self-restraint when that guy was just massively in your face about Waco at the comedy club. I don't know why, you were just really calm and composed about that. I don't know if anyone's seen the clip, but if it was me, I would have reacted differently. So I admire your self-control there.
I've been asked to give speeches at UT, to address people at comedy clubs and things. You know, I'll go anywhere, especially locally, because I don't have to travel to address crowds. And I've been at UT and had somebody run over, grab the microphone, shove me with news cameras, and then I was in the paper as the bad guy. And then the clip you're talking about, the guy was screaming and yelling and cussing at me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was really offensive.
Well,
to
certainly.
To me, it was offensive.
But I don't see... I don't let people suck me in. Well, listen, John, I really appreciate your call, sir. We're going to continue with calls. I know a lot of these callers were holding since before we got our guest on, but we go to Rob and Joe and others. I'd like to try to get you to address the foreign troops massing on our soil subject, because Can you think of anything in and of itself that's more important? And it ties together with the gun control, they're disarming us. It ties together with the open borders, with the Fortune 500 funding, the La Raza, La Reconquista movement. Does, from your research, does that tie into the La Reconquista retakeover of the Southwest movement, Scott?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But we'll get your analysis of that when we get back, and then get back into the calls, and then into your book, which we have you here to talk about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequency shortwave.
Are for Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
To arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
All right, we're about to go back to our guest, the author of The Silent Invasion. He's written for major newspapers, works for a Fortune 500 software company in public relations. And we're honored to have him on the show. And we're going to go to your calls, but hopefully on the New World Order, gun control, foreign troops, open borders subject, because they signed the deals to bring in Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists and for peacekeeping. So that's an official admission, people. It's in my film, The Road to Tyranny. It's in The Masters of Terror. You need to get those videos. You need to make copies of them for nonprofit, not for sale educational purposes. You need to get them out to all your police, your military, your sheriff's departments, your local city councils, and make them face the bizarreness of this. It's like the guy at the end of the movie Body Snatchers. You know, nobody wants to believe him, but it's hard to believe this, but it's real and it's happening and it's confirmed and it's official. Please go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films, or call toll free to get the videos at 1-888-253-3139. If you want to do more than talk about it, you want to show people the proof, this is a way to do it. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, the films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. My book is 911 Descent into Tyranny. It's only $12. Infowars.com or net to order, or 1-888-253-3139. Scott, if people want to get The Silent Invasion, which is excellent, how do they get that?
There's several ways. The fastest and best way really to get it is directly from my publisher, which is Counting Coup Press. And there's an 800 number. You can find them on the internet. I see you have my site linked up on yours, so people can get there that way.
Yeah, we got a big link on Infowars.com to it right now.
That's right. Or they can call 1-866-394-2665. Again, that's 866-394-2665. Or if they're more comfortable, they can go to the Amazon.com or any of those places and find the book or go to the local bookstore.
All right. What's that number again?
It's 1-866-394-2665.
All right, and it would be a great companion with my police state videos. I mean, we've got to show people what's happening. We've got to educate them now. That's why I tell listeners to make copies of my videos. It's a mini printing press. I mean, what can the millions of listeners do if they get the films and make copies, or buy the books and give them to people? We've got to do this. The mainstream media is not going to do it. They're going to address it in the back of the paper every once in a while and tell you how great it is.
That's
now, let's
right.
get a few more of these callers out of the way, then we'll get into your book, and I appreciate you being patient. Real quick, Rob in Wyoming, go ahead. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, just 2 points, one of which has directly to do with your guest. The other has to do with 9-11, something I've never heard anybody mention. But first, there was a guy while I was on hold mentioned Jewish protocols, and I just wanted to specify it's so important for potential converts to recognize and make the distinction between Jews and Zionism. No one's greater enemy of the Jews than the mask of Zionism, whoever's really behind it, you see, and of all people.
Well, I mean, I watch on C-SPAN the Israeli parliament, and it's other Jews standing up and fighting the Zionists, and it's the Orthodox Jews who are mad at the Zionists. And then the Zionists have taken control of our media, or large sections of it, and claim you're a racist. If you talk about the Zionists, well, I have Jews on the show that talk about Zionism, and it turns out liberal writers have been writing a great story in Counterpunch by a Jewish writer about how the Zionists actually helped Hitler. So, yeah, time and time again, it's actually the atheistic Zionists going after Jews, and it's terrible.
Masquerading as Jews. You know, putting that shield over them when there's a lot of refusenik Jews that you're not hearing about at all. Like,
well, you know, I don't think Jews run the New World Order. I don't think Germans run it or Chinese. I think evil people run it.
Right.
But definitely there are a lot of Zionist influences worldwide that aid a lot of evil movements like the communists and others. And when you criticize it, they go, oh, you're a racist. Well, I'll fight anybody, whether it's the Ku Klux Klan or the ADL. I'll fight anybody that tries to hurt America.
Right on. Okay, 9/11. When I was listening live, somebody called me, turn on the radio. It was all ABC News on every station with the exception of NPR. Might as well have been ABC News, you know, but ABC News had every radio station. Don't know why. This is live. The Pentagon had just been hit, which automatically that was a red flag. You know, that's a paradox in itself. Oh, caught us by surprise, right? So the correspondent for ABC News told the anchor that the reason this could have happened was, and this is a quote, and this was the big tip-off to me, was he said, I was told that it's because this is a democracy. Now, we know it's a republic, not a democracy, but the point is, of course, Washington, D.C. is a democracy. But the point is, it's because of your freedoms that the nerve center of the most powerful military in history is inexplicably defenseless. See? Did anybody ever mention
that?
Yeah,
no, well, they've said, we can't protect you because you have freedom. Give up your liberty for security. They say this over and over.
But that
and
was
over.
A little bit
again,
soon.
Drilling was... it into your mind that if you just would accept tyranny, you'd be safe.
Well, that was awful quick. Right on the very, you know, 15 minutes after the Pentagon was hit, they're already doing this. And since it was ABC Radio News, it should be a simple matter to track down who that correspondent was and who supposedly told him that.
Well, look, I mean, the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence says that they lie to us. They say they'll use terror to get control of us in their own Northwoods plan. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
One more point about
Real
the
quick.
Supremacy Clause. This is important. They use the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, to justify things that aren't treaties. The treaties have to be made under the authority of the United States, which proceeds from the Constitution, and to be in order to be the supreme law of the land. It says anything in the Constitution or laws of any state, and that's often misread as meaning the it says this Constitution when the Constitution is referring to itself. It's talking
We're
about
kind of stepping around here, but they claim that they can give up our sovereignty through treaties, and they really can't. Thanks for the call. Any comments to that, Scott?
Well, I think it all plays into the same master plan here. If you look at whether you're talking about foreign troops, as I do in the book, and kind of how that's all being orchestrated, the freedoms that we're all giving up as a people are each day eroding what this nation is all about, and as you know, it's all orchestrated. It's all being done behind the scenes by evil men, as you mentioned earlier in your segment.
One more call, then we're going to spend the rest of this hour on the book, and then we're going to take more calls the next hour, and I appreciate you staying with us. Joe in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
I got more of a comment than a question. Orrin Hatch's obsession with file sharers online, I think actually he's really not concerned about piracy of software and music. I think he's more afraid of files and videos, information like yours, Alex, than stealing software offline.
Well, Orrin Hatch is a police state, big government pimp, and he claims he's a conservative, the senator from Utah. And Orrin Hatch, it turns out, his website is run, I have this from Wired News, by stolen, pirated $500 software. So he's committing a bigger crime than music file sharing, and he could care less. He's a joke.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, lately I found your a couple of your videos online on these file sharing programs, and I think that's really what they're concerned about, because this can get the information spread like a virus.
Well, exactly, and this is what he said. And by the way, there was a bill last year to do this. It isn't like Hatch just pulled this out of a hat. Okay, they're not telling in the media it's a bill now. They did last year. It's like, oh, what do you think of this idea? The government has a back door, and they admit it's hacking to hack your computers and destroy them if you share any files. See, if you're sharing files with a tier-to-tier system that's got anybody's music or video clips, they want to destroy your computer. So, they want to tax the net and shut it down to control it, and they want to destroy any of the major meeting places where millions of people go to share files, which is also starting to rival the mainstream media. See, they're panicking. They've got to move now because the alternative media is hurting them so bad. It was like the Gallup poll a month ago. Only 32% of the country trusts the mainstream media. 80%+ trust the alternative media, at least to give them more unbiased or a wider range of information. So they're losing all their credibility right now. Any comments to that, Scott?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought up the subject, and it's a great call, because I think this is the point. The point is they want to control information. They don't want people like Alex Jones or myself out there talking about this, because then more people will become educated, more people will understand what the steps that are being taken to destroy our freedoms. And if that's done, then that puts a big crimp in their plan, and they have to change their plans and perhaps fight some of us on the streets. And so if they can control every aspect of communications, then certainly we're going to be in a whole heck of a lot more trouble, because we're not going to be able to get your videos and my book and some even the blogs you see out there, some of the people who are writing the truth. They want to figure out ways to use the technology against us and to shut us down.
And Europe's moving. The UN claims they own all domain names. Europe's about to create a huge tax. That'll then tax the net here. They're unifying the system. States are moving. New York's moving to tax the net. So it's happening right now, folks. All right, anything else, Joe? All right, that's it. He made his point. Getting into your book, breaking it down, the evidence of foreign troops massing, foreign troops, Mexican troops shooting our Border Patrol, killing them, that's admitted. The deals to bring foreign troops in that have now been signed as of last year. Army War College in 99 talked about it. Now they're doing it. A breakdown, how you started studying the book. But first off, you said you've been threatened over this book now. In what form do those threats come from?
Primarily they come via email or telephone. I've gotten telephone now. I have an unlisted number, the whole deal. So you know that there's, we all know, Alex, I'm sure you better than anyone.
Mr. Goldbridson, you need to stop your activities right now.
Well, and there's some wackos out there who just find your name because you have some notoriety and they try to do whatever. But you know, some more of these threats are more serious. They come very cryptic, and they're followed by a lot of technical issues with my PC, which is a brand new PC, and I'm a pretty technologically advanced guy, so I know what's going on. And so when that happens, you get a lot of, you know, why are you saying these things? You're better off being quiet, especially if you love your children, and those types of threats that come my way. I've been followed, especially during the researching of the book, as I was going back and forth between Mexico and the United States. Strange things happened. Now, I had the whole iris scan issue when I tried to come across the border. And this was previous to 9/11.
All this stuff was set up before. They just announced it after 9/11.
Yeah, it's amazing how they rolled it out 2 days later, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, notice our government has time to have agents bugging you because you're trying to expose how they're setting up a red dawn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the agents, you know, the way the book's broken down really is kind of in three parts that are in it. It's kind of back and forth on it. Is I have the sources that told me about what was happening. These are great men and women of the Customs Service, of the Border Patrol, the U.S. Navy, U.S. Marines, and some people in Washington. But also what I did for people, because what I tried to look back at how I came into the information and how I was kind of naive to all that was happening. And what I decided to do was give some history. Because when I talk to people about Mexico, and for example, why would Mexico sell us out? A lot of people have a hard time believing that, Alex. And the reason is we're always, you live in Texas, I live in California, we always hear these ads on the radio about our friendly neighbor to the south, and it's great to come to Mexico because you can go on vacation.
But we've got Fox and all of them saying this is Mexico. Fortune 500 funds, the textbooks saying it's Mexico.
Right.
They got the organizations that say everyone's going to be pushed out of here from mm-hmm. Texas to California. I mean, that's public.
Yeah, absolutely. And but people, again, they're getting spoon-fed this news by certain news sources, and so they accept it, and they have a hard time. So one of the things I wanted to do, I set out in this first book, and we're going to do more, is saying, look, here is why Mexico plays into this and why they have no problem selling us down the river, and that is they've never come to grips, nor they've always felt that the treaty was done illegally and that they still own California.
Guadalupe Hidalgo, but again, I want to make a key point. D.C. and New York, and you can see the list of them, fund this movement to try to break the U.S. up into a Pan-American Union, mm-hmm. put peacekeepers in to the race war that they're engineering.
That's right, and I mentioned that in the book too. I talk about how NAFTA played into NAFTA, obviously one of the major steps in making the Pan American, or as I called it, the North American Union, occur. And Vicente Fox, as you know, big world order guy, new world order guy, and he's all for it. He wants to. You look at his public statements. I have many of them on my website and in the book about he wants no borders. He thinks he's looking at the European Union, watching it closely, and that's exactly what he wants. And so when people look at Mexico, I'm telling them not to look at just illegal immigrants coming across the borders trying to pick tomatoes or strawberries and make a better life for themselves.
Yeah, they're just the tools.
What's really underneath it.
They're just the tools to also drive down the wages, menialize the society.
Right. And one of the and I know you've talked about this in the past, and what Tom Tancredo, the congressman from Colorado, and I talked a lot about, and that was when he went to Russia, he met with basically what is the equivalent of the head of the Border Patrol for Russia. And what he told them was, look, what the Chinese are doing, now he was talking about the Chinese in particular, what they're doing is they've instituted what they call moving borders with people. And so what they do is through illegal immigration, they basically move the borders without people even realizing what's happening. And so I think we're seeing some of that. You add in the fact that we have all these foreign troops already on our soil, as you've documented, as a lot of people have documented over the past 15, 20 years. Then you look also at the fact that the flood of illegal immigration and how it's increasing. And not only is it increasing from Mexico, but Asian, Central American, Middle Eastern people, what they call other than Mexicans, are streaming over the border in droves every single day. And you can see this moving borders with people scenario playing into the overall picture here.
And the UN also calls for all of that. The United Nations calls for a borderless world.
Sure. And the United Nations, as you know, is in Mexico particularly, and I have some of these. They didn't make it in this book, but they'll be documented in my next book. And that's these campaigns that they have all over the world, but also in Mexico, telling mothers in Mexico in Spanish language documents, if you're pregnant, you can get better care in the United States. Go over the border, even if you're arrested. Because they know that once they cross over the border, the way our system is set up, that people can have a child here and the child becomes a citizen of the United States and their medical costs are zero, but they cost
us. And our government wants it because these uneducated, ignorant people that don't know about freedom will vote for gun control, vote for bigger government, and it's somebody to pay into the Social Security system. So it's elaborate. Both parties are involved in it.
Yes.
Despite the fact that 80%+ of American people, regardless of race, are against the open borders.
That's right. And plus, you talk a lot about in your work about the dumbing down of America, correct? And part of that is bringing in illegal immigrants who have no education. They come from third world countries where they have maybe a second, third grade education if they're lucky. And again, those people are going to remember those that allow them to come into this country, which allows the people in power, the people on both sides of the aisle, if you will, who want to take control, want to continue to erode our freedoms here in this nation.
You also get into specifics, your eyewitnesses in the Border Patrol, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, with the foreign troops. This is all documented. It's coming up with our guest. He's the author of The Silent Invasion. I'm your host, Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. More calls coming up as well. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious.
Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Scott Goldbrandson is our guest. He's going to stay with us in the next hour. Really appreciate him joining us. We're about to go to Mike and Bob and others that are patiently holding. If you'd like to talk to our guests, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I know it's scary to talk about this type of stuff, and believe me, six, 7 years ago, people called me and warned me about this. I didn't believe it. I have AP Reuters. I've been to the places with the Marines training with foreign troops, with the role players screaming, "I'm an American, please no, not the camp." It's in Police State 2000. It's in the takeover. I mean, back in 99, I was witnessing this. It's happening, people. It's happening right now. It is so bizarre. You know, they deny they were getting rid of Posse Comitatus, the law that stopped the military from enforcing laws on the streets. Now they admit they're getting rid of it. It's all happening. So please get involved in the fight now. I mean, if this thing comes to fruition, it doesn't matter if you serve them or fight them. They're going to take your pension funds. You think 7 million people in prison is a lot? It's going to be a lot more than that. They're making us prisoners, people. It's happening to America, and the neocons won't talk about it. It's all about Hillary Clinton's stupid book, making her money. That's all they do. It's a joke. The socialists, the big government people, took over by claiming they were conservatives, and they aren't. And I'm so sick of people being fooled by them. Scott, continuing, the eyewitness reports in your book, not just the news stories, what type of stuff were Border Patrol agents and Coast Guard and others seeing?
Well, particularly the Border Patrol folks, what they're telling me is they're seeing, they're being attacked constantly. This is not something, you'll see it sneak into the papers every once in a while, especially in Texas, Arizona, and California, and New Mexico as well, about these little incursions, what they call mistakes by Mexican military who are trying to control the spread of drugs through the border region. But in reality, what the agents are telling me is, no, these are soldiers. They're not only soldiers from Mexico, but there's Asian soldiers, there's East Eastern Europeans that are firing on them, and they're taking sniper positions on them.
Well,
one of the officers are dying,
and yes. Our government's ordered them not to pursue. They'll be 20 miles over the border. They kill federal agents, forest workers, border patrol, INS people, and this is part of a program. Continuing.
Yeah, that's right, and that's the frustration. That I feel from the Border Patrol folks and what they've all joined together. And they have to do this in secret, by the way. I mean, these people, the reason in the book, too, the only reason they would agree to talk to me on the record, so to speak, was by changing their names. They would not have me pinpoint their locations or use their names in the book because they feel for their safety and their lives, and
many of them
have been threatened.
My father's a dentist, and one of the top Border Patrol people is his patient.
Mm-hmm.
My dad brought this up to him about the foreign troops getting shot at, the bounties, and he said, oh, yeah, it's all true.
Yeah.
It's foreign troops massed down there, Chinese, Russian, Czechoslovakian.
That's right. And they have encampments all over the Southwest. And in the book, I concentrate primarily on what's happening in Baja California, right near me, near San Diego. And, you know, I had Tijuana police officers who are not necessarily known for their ethical behavior, so to speak. But I had a couple of good guys there who've encountered these people, who've done runs for their superior officers and bringing supplies out to Cuban soldiers and Chinese soldiers who are camped out in the middle of the desert and who are constantly testing the reaction times of law enforcement and our military as it comes across. Not only that, Alex, I have naval aviators who have told me that they have been told not to fly over certain areas, even though they've reported seeing movements of troop personnel that are not, I repeat, not Mexican materials or vehicles, but those that are used in North Korea and China. And they've been told to stay away from these areas. I mean, these are naval aviators. These are not guys just flying little Cessnas by. You know, these are people who are very well educated, very high up in the command of the Naval Aviation Corps.
And when they give the word, the illegals are going to burn down the Southwest cities, and the feds aren't going to come arrest them. They're going to come arrest you, folks. And they're going to tell you the foreign troops are your saviors. Third hour coming up.
You are what you eat, and that's why people are turning to nutritional supplements. The question is, what is the quality of those supplements? One company, Verified Quality, has actually set the standards in the industry.